الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. There are many virtues and excellences of reciting Durood Sharif, peace and salutations, salawat and salam upon the best of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A hadith narrated by our Honorable Mother, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, states that she once entered a room in which the Prophet ﷺ was present. And she heard our beloved Prophet ﷺ say, وَيْلٌ لِمَنْ لَا يَرَانِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Woe to that individual who will not see me, who will not behold me on the Day of Judgment. Now Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she's curious, she wants to know who will be deprived, who will this shaqi be, this unfortunate one, who will not see the Holy Prophet ﷺ on the Day of Judgment. So she asks, she says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who is this most unfortunate person? Who is this individual who will not see your beauty, your beautiful appearance on Yawmul Qiyamah? And the Prophet ﷺ replies, the bakhil, meaning the stingy person. Again, she's still curious, who is the bakhil? Who is the stingy person? What is he stingy regarding? So she asks the question again, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the bakhil? Who is this stingy person who will not see you on the Day of Judgment? And the Prophet ﷺ replies, he is the one who, when my name is mentioned, when my name is mentioned before him, he does not recite peace and blessings upon me. This is the bakhil, this is the stingy person. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we learn from this hadith, this blessed hadith of our beloved Prophet alayhi salam, that there will be unfortunate people on the Day of Judgment who will not behold his beautiful vision. They will be deprived of seeing the Prophet alayhi salatu was salam. Why? Because they did not recite peace and blessings upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So if we do not have the habit, if we are not reciting peace and blessings currently in our lives, we are not giving time, then we must do so. Because if you ask any sane Muslim, any Muslim with a bit of aql, intelligence, he will tell you that I do not want to be deprived of the vision of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, we must make an effort and take some time out of our daily lives just for Durood Sharif, peace and blessings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to do so. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we look at the Muslim ummah today, if you look around us, and we realize, we see that Muslims are involved in all sorts of difficulties, a lot of problems. Sometimes we hear of complaints of poverty. Muslims do not have blessings in their sustenance. They are lacking provisions. Then we hear about parents complaining about their disobedient children. The children do not listen to them. The children are disobedient towards their parents. We also hear about Muslims going over the edge when their lives become full of stress, tension, and they're not able to cope with life, then ma'adallah, they even take the route of suicide as well. But dear viewers of Madani Channel, have we ever thought and reflected on the way to resolve these problems? How are we to remove all these difficulties, all these problems and afflictions in our life? And little did we know that we have the tool for this. We have the means to remove all our problems. Today, when people are in difficulty, they turn to alcohol, ma'azallah. They turn to in trying to remove that using unlawful means, forbidden and prohibited means. But they don't realize that the tool to remove all their problems, all their difficulties, all their calamities, it's found in the Quran Sharif itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the remedy, gives us the formula to remove all our problems. And do you know what that formula is? Do you know what that tool is? Dear viewers of Madini Channel, that tool, that formula, that remedy is dua, supplication. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, time and time again in the noble Quran, informs us that He is always there for the servants. He is always there for His slaves. He does not sleep. He does not tire. He is not like human beings. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ It is us who are weak. We need to sleep. We need rest. We go through difficulty. We have stressful lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful, all knowledgeable. He knows what His servants are going through. He in fact places them into these moments and difficulties. Why? So that He can test them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests His creation by placing them into calamities and difficulties. But again, He also is so merciful for the creation that He gives us the remedy for our problems as well. And as I mentioned, the remedy for our problems and difficulties is dua, supplication. In this series, the virtues of dua, which is a very vast topic, we'll be covering the many aspects of dua. First of all, in this episode, we will cover the fada'il, the virtues of seeking help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by calling upon Him. Thereafter, in the upcoming episodes, we will discuss the adab, the manners and etiquettes of dua. What should a Muslim pray for? A lot of the times we pray, but we don't know what to pray for. What things are we not allowed to pray for? What things lead to our du'as, supplications not being accepted? Yes, my viewers on Madini Channel, the ulama have mentioned a whole list of things that lead to du'a not being accepted. Do we know about this? We will cover du'a in the life of the Prophet ﷺ. Du'a is a great sunnah, our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Throughout his life, if we read his seerah, he spent a large part of his life supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will cover many, many other aspects of dua. And inshallah, the special feature of our series is that towards the end, we will actually learn one dua from the prophetic sunnah. A dua that left the blessed lips of our beloved alayhi salatu wassalam. Inshallah azza wa jal. So to begin, what are the virtues of dua? Dua is a means of conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a means of attaining His closeness. Dua, by means of dua, a person becomes worthy of the bounties and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua is the weapon of a believer. Dua is the brain of worship. And dua is a big gift, a big blessing for us sinners. So to begin with, what does our noble Quran Sharif state regarding dua? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Mu'min, verse 60. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ud'uni astajib lakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in very clear and simple words, He is giving an instruction to His servants, to His slaves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating in this verse, pray to me, I will accept your prayers. Allahu Akbar. What a great blessing for the believers. Today in the world when we have difficulty and we want someone to solve our problem, maybe somebody with high rank, a high status, we have to book a time with him. We have to say to him, when can we visit you? We need our problem resolved. You can help us. And a lot of the times, these people are busy. And they say, I will speak to you on so-and-so day. Come after a few days. Come after a few weeks. I'm very busy. Our Lord, Jalla Jalaluhu, Mawla Ta'ala, is saying to us in the Quran Sharif, that I am there for you. You call upon me, pray to me, I will accept your prayers. It's mutlaq, general. Subhanallah. In another verse of the Quran, in Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, I accept the supplication of the one who supplicates when he supplicates to me. When he performs dua to me, I accept his dua. Subhanallah. A great bounty for the believers. And also in the Quran we have mention of those who turn away from supplicating. Those who do not supplicate for whatever reason. And they are heedless of supplication. They don't feel that it's something important. They don't give it value and importance. So they don't pray in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns such people. He warns such people and he states, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِلِينَ. That indeed those who turn away from the ibadah, ibadah here refers to dua, from supplicating towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yastakbiruna means out of arrogance, because they are arrogant. What will be their outcome? Allah Jalla Jalaluhu states, سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِلِينَ. That soon they will enter the fire in a humiliated state. Allahu Akbar. And then there are many ahadith testifying to the greatness of dua, the importance of dua, why it is necessary for a believer to pray towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam states, this hadith is in Bukhari Sharif, أَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا دَعَانِي. That I am with my slave when he supplicates to me. I am with my slave when he supplicates in my court. And the Muhaddithin mentions that this does not mean literally. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is free from time, place, the six directions. So he cannot be with a person literally, physically. This refers to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, his rahmah, is close to the people when they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by praying to him. Also, in a hadith sharif, which can be found in the Mustadrak of Imam Hakim, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam states, الدُّعَاءُ سِلَاحُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. That the dua is a weapon of a believer. وَعِمَادُ الدِّينِ. Dua is a pillar of the faith, of the religion. وَنُورُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And dua is the light of the heavens and the earth. Subhanallah, again highlighting the greatness of dua, the importance of dua as well. In another hadith sharif, which can be found in Tabarani, the beloved alayhi salatu wasalam said, difficulty, calamity descends from the skies. And there it is faced by dua. It meets dua. Its opponent is dua. Dua of the believer. And they both wrestle until the day of judgment. What does this mean? The Muhaddithin al-Kiram, the scholars of hadith state that the dua does not allow the difficulty to descend. It does not allow the difficulty to reach that person. So again, the virtues, the excellence of dua being mentioned in the hadith sharif. Now, as mentioned in the Quran sharif, some people turn away from supplicating. Some people don't supplicate. They don't feel it's necessary. They don't feel it's important. Why? The Quran mentions that they are arrogant. And in the hadith sharif, there is also mention about punishment for those people who do not worship in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who do not supplicate to him, who do not consider him as the most powerful. They do not become humble in his court. In Kanzul Ummal, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is reported to have said, مَنْ لَا يَدَعُونِي. The one who does not pray to me, the one who does not raise his hands in my court, he does not supplicate to me, أَغْضِبُ عَلَيْهِ He will earn my wrath. He will earn my wrath. Allahu Akbar. In another hadith sharif, now stating the importance, the virtue and benefit of praying in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved alayhi salatu wasalam said, Shall I not inform you of that thing which will save you from your enemies? Today people are always complaining. So and so is my enemy. My enemies are always watching over me. They are trying to plot against me. They are trying to hurt me. And the person is so tense, he's stressed, he's anxious. But here we're giving a formula of how to protect ourselves from our enemies. The Prophet ﷺ said, Shall I not inform you of that thing which will save you from your enemies? Increase the blessings in your sustenance. Allahu Akbar. Another great cause of concern for today. Muslim Ummah is looking for means to increase their sustenance. They want to accumulate a lot of wealth, but they find a lot of obstacles, a lot of hindrance in doing so. And that may be for various reasons. But here the beloved Ali Salam is saying, Shall I not tell you of a thing that will increase your sustenance? Allahu Akbar. And then he actually gives us that formula. What formula will save us from our enemies? What formula? What remedy? What thing will save us from our enemies and provide rizq in abundance, sustenance in abundance, increased sustenance? The Prophet ﷺ states, Pray to Allah Azza wa Jal day and night because prayer is the weapon of a believer. Prayer is the weapon of a believer. He has it right there with him. All he has to do is spread his palms in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lower his head, show humility, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide him blessing upon blessing. Subhanallah al-Azim. Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman, who has actually written a whole book on the virtues of dua, and is published by Maktabatul Madina, entitled Ahsanul Wi'a li'adabid Dua. In this book, he covers the various topics regarding dua. He mentions the virtues. He mentions when dua should be made. He mentions places where dua should be made, where there is a greater chance of acceptance. He mentions what things shouldn't be prayed for, what leads to dua being rejected, in what state should a person pray, what are the manners of dua. He mentions all this. And he is following a long list of our ulama who wrote books on this topic specifically. Imam Tabarani, rahmatullah alayhi, for example, wrote a book called Ad-Dua, just on this topic. There is a book by Ibn al-Imam, rahimahullah, one of our elders. He wrote a book titled Silahul Mu'mini fi Dua. And the list goes on. There are many, many books on this topic. Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan, Ali Rahmatul Rahman, the blessed father of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahli Sunnat, Mujaddid Deen Millat, Mawlana Shah Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmatul Rahman. He states in his book that there are five benefits of prayer. Five benefits of prayer. And each time a person raises his hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be entitled to gaining the virtues mentioned in these five things. Number one, the person who supplicates in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he enters the group of worshippers. He enters the group of worshippers as dua is the brain of worship. The hadith sharif of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam states, Ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah. It is the brain, the essence of worship. The reason for mentioning the brain is a very vital part of the human body. The brain is where, from where we actually make decisions. The brain is so important in a person's life. So the Prophet alayhi salam is mentioning that du'a is the brain of worship. Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan, Rahmatullah Ali, mentions that when performing dua, a person enters amongst the worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He writes his name in that list of worshippers. Subhanallah. Another benefit of dua, Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullah Ali mentions, a person is admitting, he is doing iqrar, he is admitting that he is weak in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he is nothing. Humility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that his slave is humble. In fact, He loves it so much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that people show humility to such an extent that in the blessed hadith sharif of the Prophet alayhi salam, those who are humble are given glad tidings. The Prophet alayhi salam mentions, مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ فَقَدْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ Subhanallah. The one who shows humility, shows that he is nothing. There's no arrogance. He's showing that, Ya Allah, I am weak. You are the king. You are all powerful. You are powerful upon everything. Who am I? Today you may have blessed me. Today you can. Tomorrow you can take it away. Today I may be in difficulty. But you are Qadir Mutlaq. You are the master of all of creation. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you can enrich me tomorrow. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you can change my situation. So when a person prays with humility, he is admitting that he is humble in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this action of his. In the Quran it's mentioned the fadail, the virtues of those who are humble. وَعِبَادُ رَحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا The slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are they? Do we want to be slaves of Allah? Of course we do. How do we become a chosen slave or somebody who is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah says in the Quran, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ The slaves of Allah jalla jalaluhu are those الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا They walk humbly on the earth, gently. They are not arrogant. In another verse he states that I will accept the supplication of the one who supplicates to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the Quran Sharif. So when a person raises his hands and asks from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is acting upon these verses of the Quran. He is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. The fourth benefit of dua, of supplicating in the court of Allah azza wa jal, is that we are following the sunnah of the beloved alayhi salatu wassalam. We are following the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. And again in the Quran Sharif, as well as the ahadith and mubarakah, we are instructed, we are ordered to do this time and time again. For example, in the Quran Sharif, Allah Azza wa Jal states, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instructing His beloved alayhi salam to tell the people, to inform the people, if you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are a claimant of the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, فَاتَّبِعُونِي Then you must follow me. Then you have to follow me. Otherwise your claim is not right. It's a lie. It's false. So if you want to be true in your claim, then you must follow me. And here we are told by the great Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullah alayhi, that when one supplicates, he is acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salam. So he is obeying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Quran Sharif states, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, if you want to be true in your claim that you obey me, then obey my beloved alayhi salam. مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ Whoever obeys the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ Then indeed he has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we follow the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salam, when we perform dua with this intention of following the beloved alayhi salam, then we also become deserving of another virtue that is mentioned in the hadith sharif. The Prophet alayhi salam said, مَنْ أَحَبَّ سُنَّتِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي Whoever loves my sunnah, whoever clings on to my sunnah, whoever follows my sunnah, then indeed he has loved me. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعْيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ Subhanallah. What great glad tidings are being given here by the beloved Ali Salam. That if you, he who loves my sunnah, he loves me. And he who loves me will be with me in paradise. Subhanallah. So by performing dua, we are acting upon the sunnah of the beloved Ali Salam, which inshallah Azza wa Jal will take us towards paradise. And number five, the fifth benefit that Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullah alayhi mentions, is that by virtue of dua, our difficulties are removed. Our problems, our afflictions, our calamities. Someone has disobedient children, somebody has a lack of sustenance, somebody is ill, somebody has a court case, wrongful court case, somebody is in depression, stress, he's suffering from poverty. All these problems can be removed by virtue of dua. By praying in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these difficulties can be removed. So dear viewers of Madinah Channel, today we have briefly covered the virtues of dua as mentioned in the Quran and the ahadith of our beloved alayhi salat wa salam. This weapon that we have with us at all times, but we do not utilize it, we do not use it. We must ensure that we pray wholeheartedly and regularly with sincerity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah azza wa jal, by virtue of this, by virtue of praying in the court of Allah, our lawful du'as, our lawful desires will be fulfilled and we will gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now inshallah, to finish, we will go through a du'a mentioned in the sunnah of the beloved alayhi salam, a short du'a. So I will recite this du'a a few times in order for us to help us memorize it, inshallah azza wa jal. Whenever we see somebody smiling, and smiling, as we know, is a sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salam. The Prophet alayhi salam said, if somebody does not have sufficient wealth to give in the way of Allah, he may be poor, he may not have enough wealth to give as charity, then if he smiles in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is charity on his behalf. What a beautiful deen we have. What a beautiful religion we have. You don't have any money, you can still earn the thawab of charity by smiling. But when we see our fellow Muslim smiling, what should we recite? We are guided in this regard by the Prophet alayhi salam, and there is a dua that is mentioned that when we see somebody smile, we should say adhaqallahu sinnak, adhaqallahu sinnak, which means may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you smiling, may you continuously smile, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep the smile on your face. So that is adhaqallahu sinnak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to supplicate wholeheartedly in his court. Continue watching Madani channel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard Muslims wherever they may be across the globe. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dua, the essence of ibadah. Dua.